Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Edition of the program, live from Bismarck today in the Great Plains Empower ND Energy Conference, Bismarck State College, National Energy Center of Excellence, where we're at today. Be joined by a number of the key presenters here today, as a matter of fact. Doug Jensen, the president of Bismarck State College, already welcome everybody here, and they're a little ways into the program. Senators Hovind, Kramer, Congressman Armstrong, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, along with the moderator Ron Ness, are going to talk about the big picture in the state and national energy policy, all of the above, momentarily, from the stage. Also talking carbon capture here today, electrical grid reliability, talk about meeting increased power demands across North Dakota, technology and innovations that impact the energy industry. So they have a full agenda here today at Empower ND, Bismarck State College. We're looking forward to chatting with some of the folks from this event. It's kind of an annual for us. Been here a number of years in a row. I just saw some polling related to the Senate race as well as the House race in North Dakota. And the Senate race, of course, a three-way race, but still had John Hovind with a commanding lead in that race, I guess not a big surprise. And in the House race, same thing for Kelly Armstrong. And his race, two-way race for the House of Representatives. But those numbers, fresh, are certainly unsurprising. Look just exactly as I would have probably written them down if you had to say, what would you guess the race is at right now? Where would you put the race at polling-wise? And both races are commanding leads for the incumbents, Senator Hovind and Congressman Armstrong. So doesn't surprise me one bit. Telephone number for you to join the discussion here today on the program, by the way, is 701. I'll give you the toll-free number, actually, 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. When you call, you got a lot of options there. And if you press extension 2, you chat with us live on the air. So a good way to visit with us right there on the program today from the Bismarck State College Empower ND event. Just looking at the agenda for the day, and I mentioned the congressional delegation, along with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, now part of this all-of-the-above panel that is going on. Carbon capture coming up a little later on in the program today. North Dakota, of course, leading the charge on carbon capture, and that was long before it became the standard. As technology advances there, you've got the state keeping pace, diversifying the process for this, the collaborations, and maximizing the impact of the important aspect of the energy industry. I've got a number of speakers today from the power perspective. Minn Kota Power, Stacy Dahl, Red Trail Energy, that'd be the ethanol side, Gerald Bachmeyer, Wade Beauchamps, Executive Vice President of Summit Carbon Solutions here, and also the folks from EERC all coming together to talk a little bit about carbon capture. So that one will be a little later on today. Electrical reliability, as I mentioned. Some all-star guests, including Tony Clark, John Wieda, Tom Butts, Randy Chrisman from the Public Service Commission. And then this afternoon, meeting the increased power demands across North Dakota, talking with some of the key folks from the electric cooperative world on the program. And then technology and innovations that impact the energy industry. The last panel later on today, innovation and technology advancements in the energy sector, benefiting both energy businesses and consumers. Speakers there from the regional wind side, NextEra Energy Resources, strategic partnerships from EERC, Clean Sustainable Energy Authority, and the ND Empower Commission. So there you go. That's the lineup today after the conversation with the congressional delegation in North Dakota, Senators Hovind, Senator Kramer, Congressman Armstrong, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, and Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, all part of a panel that is happening today. That's what's happening here in Bismarck, Bismarck State College. What's happening where you're at? What's on your mind? You call us at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776, and lay that on us today on the program. We have some guests joining us from the event. Let me tell you a little bit about who will be joining us today. The director at Bismarck State College of the Polytechnic side will join us. Al Anderson, who leads up the Clean Sustainable Energy Authority. John Wieda, who is the director of the North Dakota Transmission Authority. And the president of the BSC, going to stop by before we're finished today, Dr. Doug Jensen. So we look forward to those conversations as well today on the program. Minnesota Vikings had a nice game yesterday. Handled things nicely. Kev, were you...
they tried to give it away, though, didn't they?
Glued to your TV yesterday.
Thinking, 21-3 halftime lead, and they let them come back and tie it up, which, of course, you know, made my afternoon. But they did get the win, so it was all
they
good.
They got the win.
They got the dub, so, yeah.
Yeah. A few of them have been a little ugly.
It's a great weekend. Yeah.
Ugly so far, but...
4-1, we'll take it.
A win is a win is a win. Yeah, they're 4-1.
Yep.
You'd have taken that if we'd asked you before the season started. Hey, well, how about a 5 games in, we're 4-1?
Well, I tell you, we're one Hot Spring Spas Vinny is one step closer to going to the Super Bowl. So
he's been talking Super Bowl.
16-1 is still in the mix.
His theory there was in their schedule and the amount of home games they have. So far, he's taken full advantage of that at 4-1. Can't complain. His theory is alive and well. I think it's something you mock at your own peril.
Big one. This one's going to be the Bison game. Bison got SDSU this weekend at home. 2:30 game time on Saturday. And that is, depending on how the brackets would fall, that could be a preview of the, FCS championship. If you know, because SDSU is like number two behind the Bison, I believe. So, see how it rolls.
What's your prediction there?
Going to be a tight game. It'll be a tight and probably a bit of a scoring affair. 27-24, maybe by a field goal or a touchdown. We'll see. It's going to be a battle.
You haven't said who's going to win yet.
Well, I think the Bison will beat them at home. Home field, the 12th man will pick up there.
So the Bison win, but it's a little tighter than you'd like.
It'll be a good game, yep.
All right. Should be fun. Are the Bison selling out, or are there empty seats here?
Oh, yeah. You know,
really?
Good luck. Yep, pretty much. They're lining up for tailgating at 5 in the morning. The tailgating packs out pretty good, too.
Well, of course, there's tailgating, and then there's... going to the actual game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a text in, says, Joe Biden can reverse the ESG and the Q45 rules easily and instantly. All the blame on someone or somewhere else is just excuses. We were talking about...
Maybe he should.
Imagine that.
Okay. Maybe he can make it permanent. It's Somehow he'd reverse the rules only for a Democratic administration, however.
Yeah.
The rules are insane wokeism, so if he's willing to do it, I'm all for it, Kev. Bring it on.
Absolutely.
Less woke, the better.
Amen.
You're okay with me. That's for sure. Bismarck State College today, the Empower Energy Conference. This is an annual event, the Great Plains of Power ND Energy Conference at Bismarck State College at their National Energy Center of Excellence. And we love being here. Great lineup. We're going to meet some of the folks that are part of the lineup today of the program. Senators Hovind, Kramer, Congressman Armstrong, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, Ron Ness from the Petroleum Council, all speaking as we speak right now as part of the lineup. And we've got a full day today going to about 4 o'clock this afternoon. Take a break. Come back with more. Monday edition, What's on Your Mind? Don't go away.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include exceptional cropland in Ransom County, North Dakota, 560 acres of cropland near Trail in Ada, Minnesota, 480 acres of productive cropland in Stutzman County near Eldridge, 611 acres of crop and pastureland in Lemoore County, hundreds of acres of cropland in Ward and McLean counties, and farm and construction equipment auctions in Dawson, Bowman, Kildare, and Mott, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. First and foremost, I want to take a minute just to thank all you wonderful listeners out there from all the calls, texts, all the rapport I've been building with many of you over the past, I don't know how many years, and I want to thank you for your business. We really appreciated that. But more importantly, I want to encourage you to look at what we do as a method of saving taxes for your family, keeping your assets private, avoiding guardianship when you're incapacitated so the courts don't control your assets. And that way the family can have a very peaceful, private settlement each and every time. I guarantee it. We put our name on it, we stand behind it, and we're proud to serve the loving citizens of North Dakota with pride. God bless you. God bless your family. 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Online at ndestateservices.com. ndestateservices.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Trouble finds me no matter where I go. In a New York dive, LA high rise, or Tennessee patio. People tell me that I already know.
Back on What's on Your Mind, 20 past the hour, and I need your help on this one, Kev. Kanye West battling Jews? What is that all about? Every weekend is some new level of drama from Kanye West. I just
they call him.
Excuse me, I'm very sorry.
I saw a bit of that yesterday morning when I think Maria Bartiromo was watching Sunday Morning Futures. Just hit on it quickly. One of the shows. I didn't really see much about it though. It was one of his tweets. You know, who knows?
Yay.
Yay.
Yay for yay.
You know, I'm not a fan of his music, not a fan of a lot of his antics, especially when that Taylor Swift thing happened, when he came up and took her trophy or took the microphone from her in the whatever award show that was. You know, but I think heart of hearts, you know, he's showing up with Candace Owens and he's echoing things that Brandon Tatum and Larry Elder and the rest of the conservative black community are saying, so I'm with him. I'm with him, if you will. I don't know about the Jew comment, but I'm sure it was something that...
Yeah, poor guys.
On the goofball side of yay.
In need of more attention, I guess, right?
Probably, yeah. Good way to put it.
Yeah. Vladimir Putin fired a barrage of missiles across Ukrainian cities. Have you seen some of the footage? It is awful. Kids in the firing line. And just widespread injuries, and the footage is just stunning. It's just, it's awful. And it seems to be getting worse before it's getting better. Russia unleashing a lethal barrage of strikes against multiple Ukrainian cities Monday, smashing civilian targets, including downtown Kiev, where at least six people were killed amid burnt-out cars and shattered buildings, reports the AP. The onslaught brought back into focus the grim reality of war after months of easing tensions in the capital. Ukraine's emergency service said at least 11 people were killed, 64 wounded across the country in morning attacks, the biggest and broadest since the earliest days of the war. Some missiles apparently targeted energy facilities. Others struck civilian areas. Vladimir Putin said the strikes were in retaliation for what he called Kiev's terrorist actions, a reference to Ukraine's attempts to repel Moscow's invasion forces, including a weekend attack on a key bridge between Russia and the annexed Crimean Peninsula. So, there you go. You know what we know. Putin vowing a tough and proportionate response should Ukraine carry out further attacks that threaten Russia's security. So, the latest on that front, and not pretty whatsoever. Awful. Zelensky of Ukraine said that Putin is trying to wipe us off the earth. We tend to know. Did you watch the Saturday Night Live over the weekend?
Nope.
Do you ever watch it anymore?
No, I do not.
I do not either.
Been years.
One thing I do.
I'm lucky if I get through the 8 o'clock show of whatever's on at 8 o'clock.
So you're not necessarily boycotting it. You're just ready for bed.
Yeah, that's it for me.
Well, evidently, you can go to the Drudge Report and they'll tell you everything you need to know about Saturday Night Live. But I'm the same way. I haven't watched that show in years. They did a little mocking of Kanye. That shouldn't surprise you. And Herschel Walker. The ire of the Saturday Night Live crew. So, there's that. What else is in the news here? Kristi Noem. AP story. They're not a fan. I don't know if you've noticed, but AP, not a fan whatsoever. And the story is... Noem's balancing act, big ambitions, South Dakota re-election. Now, she doesn't necessarily talk about big ambitions, but many in the media are assigning big ambitions to her. Everything I've seen from Kristi Noem suggests she's concerned about one thing: re-election as governor of South Dakota. That's their deal. There's a story about an event in Scottsdale, Arizona, where big fans of Kerry Lake, the Republican nominee for governor in Arizona, down there, hosted an event and brought Kristi Noem into the event and called her an inspiration who stood up for families against intrusive government mandates during the COVID-19 pandemic. And here it comes. The warm reception was familiar to Noem, who has made such appearances part of building her national profile as a potential 2024 White House contender. Kerry Lake said, "I wish I could vote for a woman like that, but I don't live in South Dakota."
Katie Hobbs actually showed up, and I thought it was so she didn't show up. She was on Face the Nation, and, you know, she won't show up and debate Kerry Lake, but she'll jump on Face the Nation and talk about things that she... This was a listen to this.
"I have a border security plan that's been endorsed by two border sheriffs because they know that it's going to focus real solutions and bring meaningful relief and help them make their communities safer."
She's got two sheriffs on board with her. Yeah.
That doesn't exactly sound impressive, does it?
Yeah, how about this?
"We are a border state, and immigration is a very important issue to Arizona voters. And as a border state, we have borne the brunt of decades of inaction in Washington from both parties to address both border security and comprehensive immigration reform. And we need the federal government to step up."
Any talking points in there?
Sounds like a robot.
Yeah.
Doesn't she?
What did Trump get done in Arizona? Oh, well, check that. Love it. Some action there.
I think Kerry Lake's going to be the next governor of Arizona.
Oh, no doubt. Then, by contrast, here's Kerry Lake.
"And so we're going to invoke our Article 1, Section 10, basically authority to take care of our own border and protect our own border. It's right there in black and white in the Constitution, and we meet all three criteria. We have an invasion, our people are in imminent danger, and time is of the essence. There's no time for delay. So we're going to have other states offer help."
Those were actually actions. That's actually a plan. I heard a plan there.
Sounds like a great plan to me.
Yeah, I didn't hear that before with the other gal.
I love it. Take a break, come back and meet one of the guests from the Great Plains and Power event at Bismarck State College when we come back. Don't go away.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Three Latino Los Angeles City Council members and an influential labor leader are facing calls to resign following a leaked recording of a conversation featuring racist remarks. Russia carried out more strikes on several Ukrainian cities, including the capital, in the most intense aerial attack since the start of the invasion, after President Vladimir Putin accused Ukraine of a terrorist attack on a critical bridge connecting Russia to the occupied Crimean Peninsula. Chinese cities were imposing fresh lockdowns and travel restrictions after the number of new daily COVID-19 cases tripled during a week-long holiday. This is just ahead of a major Communist Party meeting in Beijing next week. The latest lockdown started Monday in Fengyang City. Thanks for listening on this Columbus Day. It is well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Don't get me wrong, I like a bobber on the water, hook him and reel him, man.
Back on What's On Your Mind with a great lunch lineup today at PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, 45th location. They have Salisbury steak today. Euland has orange chicken. Glendon has chicken Alfredo. There is Swedish meatballs on MP Avenue. At the PetroServe USA location, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, chicken pot pie, or they have the cheesy taco hot dish. Very good. Harwood, it's sweet and sour chicken today. At a PetroServe USA location near you, grab a muffin on your way out because any fresh baked muffin is only 99 cents. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. We're live at the Great Plains and Power ND Energy Conference at Bismarck State College. One of our guests, Alicia Udy, is here. Heads up the polytechnic side of it. She's the director here at BSC. Alicia, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Very good. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
So tell us what we need to know about the Great Plains Power and Power ND Energy Conference.
Yes, so this is our 14th year. So we had 2 years off because of COVID, and we're excited about today. We have over 230 local government leaders and energy industry leaders in with us today to really talk about energy policy and new technologies that are helping energy lead in the state of North Dakota.
How are things on the polytechnic side?
Oh, they're exciting. They're moving fast. Lots of great things happening with public-private partnerships and new programming to support many industries, including the energy industry. So it's exciting times here.
Give me an example of some great things happening on the polytechnic side.
Yes, so we've developed many new programs, including short-term certificates. So we're really focused on helping drive the workforce within the state of North Dakota and getting skill-based education and training up quicker and faster. So that's one of the new things you see out of BSC is short-term stackable certificates in which people can come here for a semester or less and get a technical skill that they need to go out and help our workforce as they're struggling with finding those skills that they need.
What does that mean, stackable?
So with stackable credentials, we teach skills that can be stacked on top of each other so you can progress within the industry itself, whether you're working in energy or healthcare, manufacturing, and so focusing on skills that can grow so that employees can grow within their positions within the industry themselves.
And is that something that the students come out with?
Yeah, so within the stackable certificates, a lot of times we give industry-recognized credentials, and so they earn those certifications that are recognized by industry within their education here at BSC.
Oh, fascinating.
Yeah, it's exciting.
And talk a little bit about the polytechnic world. these days? What's new?
Yeah, so I think really a lot of our focus is on hands on education. So as we're developing our programming, not only are they coming to school at BSC, but working in the industry while they're pursuing their career. And so they get that hands-on education so they can apply the skills that they're learning in the classroom into the workforce.
What kind of things happen today at this conference?
Yeah, so today we have a lot of keynotes. We start off with a keynote speaker. We got to welcome Josh in from Department of Commerce, which is exciting for him to debut himself to this to the energy industry as he's newer in that position. We have our delegation up there talking about energy policy at the federal level. And then we get to get talking about carbon capture and new technologies, electric reliability, which is always a hot topic, especially going into the winter months. And then just new innovations that we're working with wind and sustainable energy program. So jam-packed agenda today.
What are you most excited about?
I was excited to see the students have the opportunity to network with these folks and see the delegation here, that they really are pursuing a career, that there's a lot of opportunity for them. So it's always great to see the students there, and it was really just great to see people networking and talking. I've heard a lot of people say, I've talked to you a lot on the phone and over virtual meetings, but I've never actually met you in person because of the last couple of years, so that's been exciting to see.
Yeah, enough of that, right?
Yes, yes.
Let's get face-to-face again.
Yes, I think there's a lot of energy in the room. So.
And are the students there? Students are in the room?
Yes, so we have students from a couple of our programs, our mechanical maintenance programs, process programs, power plant programs, so just they can see what's happening and hear what's going on in the world in regards to policy and the support in our state for energy and the career that they're pursuing. So I think it makes them excited.
Oh, that's great. And students from BSC are generally from where? Are they North Dakotans more often than not?
Most often they're from North Dakota. And we even have a large dominance in the western part of North Dakota, but we will pull from outside of North Dakota. But I think most of the students you see here today are from North Dakota and want to stay and live in North Dakota.
And more often than not, end up in the energy industry.
Exactly, that's right. We supply a lot of students in the energy industry. We have over 700 students enrolled this semester in our energy program. So that's one of the reasons why we do this conference, is the support that we can give to the energy industry to really train their upcoming workforce.
What else do you want us to know about?
This is exciting. I appreciate you coming out, and that we're excited that business industry supports us and being able to provide this conference to them and give the opportunity to have this networking here on our campus. So,
and what's still to come?
What's still to come? Lots of new partnerships. I think our president's coming up later to talk about some of the new exciting things happening on our campus. And so I think BSC with this Polytechnic mission, there's a lot of exciting things. So be on the lookout for how we're going to support the state of North Dakota and the workforce needs we have.
That's fantastic.
Awesome.
Good to see you.
Thanks.
Thanks for stopping by. I appreciate that very much. And, of course, the Great Plains and Power ND Energy Conference, a place where a lot of these conversations happen. So we certainly appreciate that. We're going to chat with Al Anderson later on in the program with the Clean Sustainable Energy Authority and some other folks as well at the Great Plains and Power ND Energy Conference, Bismarck State College National Energy Center of Excellence here in Bismarck. Ron Ness is on the stage right now moderating a panel with Senator Hovind, Senator Kramer, Congressman Armstrong, and Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. That's an all-star panel, as Alicia mentioned, talking about all of the above, the big picture in the state and national energy policy, and then a little networking break, and then hitting on carbon capture, and then the electrical reliability, and then talking about how to meet the increased power demands across North Dakota, technology and innovations that impact the energy industry, and then wrap up this afternoon as well from BSC. So these are great, great fun. John Wieda going to join us a little later on in the program as well. John is the director of the North Dakota Transmission Authority. Always appreciate his good insight and analysis. And one of the many players that are here as well. And we're going to try and catch up with Senator Hovind as well. When they get off the stage today, they've got a press conference. It's just a matter of how long that press conference goes. And then Senator Hovind will join us. I forgot that it had been 2 years, though, since we'd done this. So it's been a while, that's for sure. Let's get Al in here. Go ahead and throw those on. Al Anderson is here, the director of the Clean Sustainable Energy Authority. Thanks for popping out from the conversation that's happening there right now. How are you?
Oh, excellent, Scott. Thanks for having me on today.
Yeah, it's good to see you. What is the Clean Sustainable Energy Authority? Tell folks.
Well, it's quite honestly a tool for North Dakota to try to create innovation when it comes to any types of projects that would reduce energy emissions and also just create a more sustainable energy network.
And what is it a product of? Legislative session?
It is.
This idea?
It is, Scott. The 67th, 2 years ago when the legislators got together, they saw the need. Of course, our market has changed dramatically with energy, and you know, you have to find ways to reduce emissions somehow just to be able to market that product on a national basis.
How are we doing in that regard?
You know, it's actually pretty exciting, Scott. It's one of those things where we've approved 11 projects. The demand or the request for funds has been incredible. And it's kind of one of those things where North Dakota is definitely the place to innovate, as it always has been.
So give me an example on a request for funds and then typically how they'd be used.
Oh, sure, Scott. One of the key ones, and it will impact more than this one facility. In fact, two of those 11 came from coal electrical producing plants. And they, of course, to stay in business, are going to have to find some way to deal with their CO2. So these are... both Minn Kota Power over at the center plant is looking at ways to sequester CO2, and they've asked for funding. Also, the facility up at Underwood Coal Creek Station is looking at something similar. And if you know, you only have to go back a few years, Scott. We used to have 7 coal electrical generating facilities in the state, and we're down to 5 right now. And you're hearing all of the concerns in other parts of the nation about, you know, sustainability of the electrical grid and things like that. We need to find ways to help or aid some of these larger companies in solving the problem.
When you talk about sequestering a carbon at these facilities, what is that? What does that enterprise take? What do you have to do?
Well, it's significantly expensive. They have to get facilities, and these are new innovative facilities to extract the CO2 from their exhaust streams, and then be able to capture that and inject it into wells deep in the ground.
So doing that well is not easy either.
No, it's more easy in certain parts of the state, put it that way. So you know, with Western North Dakota, we've got a lot of wells, of course, with the oil and gas industry, and we know a lot about the different formations and which ones might be more capable of capturing that CO2 injection. As the farther east we go, the less information we have and the more information we have to gain.
And we know it works. It's just a matter of the expense, or is it not a slam dunk that it's going to work depending on where it's at?
Well, and again, it'll work. The question is, can it be economic? And, you know, they've got CO2 sequestration facilities in the U.S. today. Some of them have actually shut down. They were initially set up for oil and gas, enhanced oil recovery, things like that. But what the federal government has done is they've started to put essentially an incentive for companies that do sequester CO2 that would make it more economical and hopefully more profitable for the companies.
Yeah, very interesting. Al Anderson, the director of the Clean Sustainable Energy Authority, talking a little bit about the work they do. Dayton, how many projects are on the table?
Well, Scott, we had initially 25 that came to us over the last 3 grant rounds. 11 were funded. And so, you know, it's not a slam dunk when you come to the authority, but they're pretty selective on what they think will best impact North Dakota.
Got it. But there's a lot of demand for it, at least.
A tremendous amount of interest, and, you know, it's a way to innovate rather than regulate.
Thanks, Al. Appreciate you stopping by.
Hey, thanks, Scott. Talk to you later.
More from Bismarck after this.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugwash Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugwash Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Yourself turning on the news and feeling a little hopeless these days? Stories about open borders or spending gone mad, the prospect of more mandates, inflation, the list goes on. There's actually something you can do. You can buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offering broad, nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and they have 100% U.S.-based customer support team providing excellent and exceptional customer service. More importantly, Patriot Mobile shares your values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, your constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Got that? Support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Interesting story here for you. The share of unemployed Americans who quit or voluntarily left their jobs and immediately began looking for new employment rose to 15.9% in September. It's according to the jobs report published today by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. This is the highest level of so-called job leavers as a percentage of the unemployed reported since 1990. Indicates what they call the Great Resignation is far from over. Even as companies have laid off workers or announced hiring freezes in recent months, this trend shows Americans still feel they can find another job if they leave their current one. Recent survey data backs this up, noted the chief economist at ZipRecruiter. 1 in 4 job seekers told the job site last month they feel so confident in the availability of jobs they would quit their job without having another one lined up. The economic research director for North America job site Indeed said it's really an indicator of how hot and how strong the labor market is. Most recent jobs report shows the overall U.S. unemployment rate remains low, 3.5%, same level as prior to the pandemic. Even as the share of unemployed Americans who left their jobs has picked up, other forms of unemployment have declined. The number of permanent job losers, Americans whose unemployment ended involuntarily, or who completed a temporary job with no expectations to return, declined from 2.2 million last year to 1.2 million this September. While the share of unemployed Americans who were temporarily laid off dropped by 1% point year over year. Interesting. The rate of Americans quitting their jobs has slowed from a record high in November, but remains elevated compared to pre-pandemic levels. That's from data released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics on October 4th, showing 4.2 million Americans quit their jobs in August, but the same level as July. But few Americans who quit their jobs stay unemployed. Though more than 4.2 million quit their jobs in August, about a million job leavers were reported as unemployed that month, the median report period for which Americans stay unemployed is currently 8.3 weeks, the lowest level in 20 years. Data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which is rather interesting. Interesting hot headline, though, when Americans who quit their job reaches a 30-year high, they just don't stay unemployed. That's the headline. While they leave, they don't stay unemployed for long. Telephone number is 855-200-1776, by the way. Press 2 to chat with us live on the air. You can also leave a message there, 855-200-1776. Next hour, we're going to meet some more folks from the Great Plains Energy Conference, Empower ND, Bismarck State College. One of the panels just wrapping up moments ago with Senators Hovind, Kramer, Congressman Armstrong, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, Ron Ness having that panel. We're going to chat with John Weida coming up in a little bit from the North Dakota Transmission Authority. Look forward to that conversation. And Dr. Doug Jensen, President of Bismarck State College, will also catch up with Senator John Hovind before we wrap up the day as well in our coverage today from the Great Plains Empower ND Energy Conference at Bismarck State College. They have something called the National Energy Center of Excellence here. at BSC, National Energy Center of Excellence. And we're located in the National Energy Center of Excellence at Bismarck State College today for this Great Plains Empower ND Energy Conference and our special live broadcast. Take a quick break. Get you the news headlines. A few other things in here as well, and we'll come back with some more guests and some more of our coverage from Bismarck State College today and the Empower ND Great Plains Energy Conference at Bismarck State College. So stay tuned for that and more as we continue on What's On Your Mind. Scott Hannon live from Bismarck State College today on the program. Both Mike Huckabee and Donald Trump agree you need to read Dick Morris's new book. It's called The Return, and it's already topping bestseller lists. Former President Trump says it's a great book and urges you to get it. And Mike Huckabee recently urged every American to read The Return. In The Return, Dick Morris explains why Trump, not DeSantis, must be the candidate in 2024. He even reveals the moves Hillary Clinton is taking to prepare to run against Trump. The Return reveals Trump's secret plan to win. Newsmax says The Return is the political book of the year. The elections are coming soon. Find out why everyone is getting The Return, an Amazon number one bestseller. Get Dick Morris's The Return at bookstores everywhere or check out the free offer from Newsmax and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Or go to TheReturn911.com to get your copy today. TheReturn911.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.